Are you ready to go back in time?
You always had the power to go back.
I have.
Well, here we go with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435 Flashback.
In 1980, the Go-Go's were playing at the Whiskey on Sunset Strip, and the Specials were in town from England. They really liked the all-girls group and asked them if they'd be their opening act on their tour. Jane Wiedlin and Terry Hall, the singer of the Specials, ended up having a bit of a romance. Jane remembers Terry sending her the lyrics to Our Lips Are Sealed later in the mail, and it was about their relationship, because Terry, at the time, had a girlfriend at home. So it was all very dramatic. Jane really liked the lyrics, so she finished up their song and wrote the music. Our Lips Are Sealed was the first hit for the Go-Go's, who started as a punk band in the late 70s, but became pop superstars with the release of their first album, Beauty and the Beat. Unlike most other female pop groups, the Go-Go's wrote their own songs and were serious musicians. Despite their pure pop sound, they had a confidence and attitude that gave them lots of credibility and set them apart from other bands on MTV. It was also their first hit in America. But before they received their record deal with IRS, the Go-Go's actually put out one single in England so that when they toured, they'd have something to sell. And that single was a previous version of We Got the Beat. Jane remembers when she wrote it, she was really afraid to show it to the rest of the band and fear they wouldn't like it. Well, they did like the song, and as they say, the rest is history. And since the song Our Lips Are Sealed was partly Terry Hall's idea, when he formed the band The Fun Boy 3, he ended up recording it as well. His gloomier version of the song peaked at number 7 on the UK charts. Here's the Go-Go's Our Lips Are Sealed. It's your KQAK 435 Flashback.